Hello and welcome. Thank you for listening. My name is Sarah Baumert. I am a yoga teacher, Feldenkrais practitioner, and host of the Sarah B. Yoga podcast. The Sarah B. Yoga podcast and my practice, Body Matter, is an interdisciplinary learning space where we explore the many ways that movement can help facilitate body acceptance and awareness, reduce pain and stress, regulate the nervous system, and build strength and ease. My teaching plays with the synthesis of Feldenkrais awareness through movement lessons, traditional yoga asana, creative imagery, breathing exercises, self-massage, and a compassionate mindset to help you feel a greater sense of ease and comfort in yourself. Sarah B. Yoga and Body Matter have a lot of other program offerings. These podcasts are just a taste of my teaching. Each week, I teach a range of online classes, including a gentle yoga class, a level 2 class for more advanced students, and Feldenkrais classes with monthly themes, anatomy lessons, and Q&A sessions for more in-depth study. I have 2 new courses starting at the end of February. One is my continued Monday night blending of yoga and Feldenkrais class. This series will have a focus on the pelvic floor, the psoas, and the abdominal complex. Each class will use pelvic floor mapping as an entry point for a well-rounded practice. The second course is The Secret Language of the Arms, where we will explore Feldenkrais lessons that offer the hidden potential within the upper body. You might imagine this scenario. You go to just grab your phone and check on something, and before you know it, that kind of gripping action of your hands, of holding the phone, starts to create a tension that travels up your arms, to your neck, to your jaw, to your chest. You might even realize that you've been holding your breath and you're somewhat lost in this digital world as your body braces. And for what, really? We've all been there, uncomfortable with the tension that comes from our technology, where the strain travels from our fingertips up through our arms, into our shoulders, our chest, even to our foreheads. And none of us are immune to these kinds of modern day scenarios. So in this series, The Secret Language of the Arms, each lesson will include 2 components. We'll move from microcosm to macrocosm and connect the dots along the way. So you can think microcosm, an exploration of the articulation and functional coordination of the smaller joints, like the fingers, the wrists, the elbows. And then we'll expand outwards, discovering how your arms integrate with the whole self, feeling the way your spine, your ribs, even your legs and your feet, how they contribute to the harmony of the movement of your arms. No Feldenkrais lesson is complete without an integration of the whole self. While there will be this focus on the upper extremities, these will be whole body lessons. You can find a link for these 2 new spring courses that start at the very end of February, beginning of March. Find all of that in the show notes, or just visit body-matter.com. I hope to see some of you there. Okay, on to today's episode.
Hello, welcome to episode 53 of the Sarah B. Yoga podcast. I'm Sarah Baumert, your host and teacher. I teach a slow-flowing, alignment-based practice. Today, I'm sharing with you a 2-hour practice from a summer intensive, so it is a live class. It would be great to do this class from start to finish, but you could also just do small parts of it at a time. The first half of class starts by slowing you down with movement explorations that are mostly done on the floor, and eventually we will bring those ideas and use them within the active asanas. It would serve you well to have 1 blanket, 2 blocks, and a second blanket or towel. So take this time to grab all of your props, turn off your alarms, turn off your devices, make sure that everything's settled so that your practice is not disrupted. If you need to, hit pause now and be sure that your space is fully free of all distractions so that you can begin to focus in on creating a change in your mental and physical space. If you have any questions or comments, please let me know. These and other podcast episodes can always be found at sarahbyoga.com. And lastly, before we get started, if you are enjoying these podcasts, please consider donating to the cause. Thanks for listening, and have a great class. So we're going to start in a way that's probably pretty familiar to you guys who take my class regularly. We're going to take the blanket and roll it up to a nice long roll. Good. And then lie it along the mat. You're going to take one of your blocks and put it towards the foot of your mat. So we'll be lying all the way along the blanket. If it feels like the blanket is like a little bit off, that there's lumps in it or you didn't quite roll it, just be specific with the way that you roll the blanket. The Virgo in me is coming out and saying that. And then you're going to put a block right at the end, and you'll lie down so that your tail is right on the end of the blanket. Your head will also be on the blanket, and the block is just going to be resting between your feet so that your feet are on the floor. Good. You don't need to worry too much about the block right now. More so just make sure it's not really in your way. You feel like your feet can be behind the sitting bones generally. And then let the eyes close. So one thing that's so nice about these longer classes and multiple classes in a row is that we can really take all the time that we want. And I'm going to try to do that as a teacher and in order to help you feel like you can really start to slow down. So there's this luxury in just being here and of having hours to spend. And so one thing I'm interested for us with all of this time is to really start to loosen the weave of the exterior body. So you can think of the skin as there to be this potential for it to be very elastic. And all of us in the room do yoga on somewhat of a regular basis. You have a lot of experience. And so what I like to think of as this armor of tension that can build up on the body, hopefully you've hung up your armor at least a couple of times. And so we'll be working out little bits and pieces of that tension just here and there. Even if you have been working on it continuously and you do feel like you've hung up that thick armor, we know that it doesn't take very much to trigger old habits. And since so much of our life is filled with this kind of daily stress, and these are particularly stressful or crazy times, so it's a great opportunity to say, I'm going to take an hour and basically massage myself out of this surface tension, so that we start to feel the peripheral muscles more elastic. And so we start with the breath, so the mind can go right down into the belly. And feeling the lower back, the sacrum melting onto the blanket.
and feeling how the whole back surface slowly is able to relax. The muscles along the spine. Feeling the weight of the head as it rests on the blanket. Noticing the gentle opening that's happening across the shoulders. Bringing some attention to the base of the neck. Seeing if you can soften there. And the back of the throat. Relaxing the jaw. So getting a sense of really where the back is right now, how it's even transitioned from when you first came into the room. And so we're going to take our feet and just step them up onto that block that's between your feet. And you'll try not to really disturb the back. So if your block was kind of in a weird place and you had to move around a lot and you want to put your feet back onto the floor and kind of take a couple breaths and just let the back release again and then put your feet up on the block so that you can watch. You can really watch if there was a change. And it may be very subtle. But once your feet are back up onto the block, see if you can sense even the smallest little layer of tension or engagement come in and see if you can soften it. Now, with the feet up on the block, it's a little bit more precarious balancing. So you may start to find that the breath becomes more important. Feeling a very deep but subtle engagement to your abdominals. Good. So you'll keep your feet on the block, and we're going to take the arms out to the side so your arms are straight out from your shoulders. And then bend your elbows so your arms are straight out from the shoulders like a T. And from there, you're going to bend your elbows so your forearms are straight up in the air. Yeah, and you'll turn your palms to face the foot end of your mat, the end of the mat where the feet are. Great. And then really try to sense that your elbows are straight out from your shoulders. And if you need to look to the right and to the left so that, yes, that's it, exactly. And then close the eyes again. So that's another thing that I'm quite interested in that we talked about on Wednesday. The difference between maybe seeing a pose on another person or seeing a pose that you're doing in a mirror versus feeling and knowing where the body is. So that, like, where in space are your fingertips right now? So from here, you're going to take this structure and just start to tip so that the palms come towards the floor near the foot end of the mat. You're going to go slowly so that you can feel what's going on in the shoulders. So as the shoulders start to kind of creep up, maybe pause there. And in this direction, that's created an internal rotation in the shoulders, you probably won't be able to get your hands too close to the floor. Maybe half the way down, maybe a little bit farther. And notice how this shift in the shoulders has changed that relaxation along the back, how it's changed your breath in your chest. And then start to bring your arms back up so the forearms are vertical. And then start to move in the opposite direction. Move the arms down so that the backs of the palms move towards the floor. Keeping the base of the throat soft. Good. And then coming back up so that the forearms are again vertical. And then just on your own, exploring both directions. Moving at a pace that is curious for you. Feeling how as you move farther, what happens with the rib cage, what happens with the chest. And see if you can keep all of that quite quiet so that the movement is deeply within the shoulder. And of course, never moving beyond a position, making too much discomfort in the body. Charlene, do that one again, but keep your elbows a little more bent. Yeah, so more like that. You come down and just see if that changes. Good, you guys. Then resting that, take the arms straight up towards the ceiling. The palms can face one another and the hands can stay so they're shoulder distance. And then noticing again if that created a little bit more of a challenge with the balance. And begin to take the arms overhead towards the back of the room. So the upper arm bones move alongside the ears. Actively reaching through the arms. Working to keep the arms shoulder distance, and if you need to for your shoulders, you can take your arms a little bit wider. And noticing how the arms really affect those muscles along the spine. You still have that nice support underneath the back, but how has this changed those muscles? Good, keeping the breath deep in the belly. Great, and then if your hands are on the floor, you might be working less, or you may be sort of giving the weight of your arms more into the floor. So let your hands or your thumbs just hover off the floor if that's the case. And then everybody really take a reach from the side ribs all the way through the arms. Feeling that the arms connect way down at the top of the pelvis. And can you take this strong reach of the arms but still try to keep the back relaxed? So this position of the arms is really the same position as our arms are in down dog. So let's all actually turn the palms to face the ceiling. And now they really are in down dog arms. You can keep your wrists long. And so our back is keeping its neutral curves of the spine. And you're really feeling that reach through the side body. And you have the support of the floor to let your back stay pretty easy. Good, you guys. Take your arms back alongside the body and open your eyes if they're closed now. Just finding a spot on the ceiling to gaze at. You're just going to take the feet and gently lift them off of the block so that your shins are parallel to the floor. So your knees can come towards you a little bit. Your thighs will be vertical. And then we're sort of upping the ante with that balance. So just noticing again if it's a little more precarious. For those of you that folded your blanket rather than rolled it, you sort of cheat it just a little bit. So this is going to be a little easier for you. Slowly take your left hand and just touch the left knee with your left hand. Try not to sway too much side to side. Good. Release that down, touching the right knee with the right hand. Great. And then start to move back and forth. And depending on how comfortable you are, you can have these gaps where both hands are off the floor. And maybe you're feeling so comfortable that both hands could touch both knees for a few breaths. And you could just balance there. Good, keeping the chest open. Soften at the base of the throat. Great, you guys. Slowly release the hands. Bring your feet back down. Good. So let's roll off of the blanket. And we're going to take the blanket and unfold it or unroll it and lie it out so that about half of your mat is covered with it. The half of the mat where your head was. And then eventually we're going to use these little pillows, or you could also use a second blanket. So I'll make sure we all have something for that. So first just lie down. So yes, the blanket's going to be towards the back of the room at the head end of the mat, where if you were lying down, your head and your spine would be on it. And it would be best if you were in a bridge pose, you were to bend the knees, that the feet would be able to find some sticky mat. Yeah, why don't you bend your knees? I hadn't said yet. Yeah. Good. Close the eyes again and just bring your attention down to your sacrum. So we could have pointed out there where the sacrum was on the skeleton, but I think we all know where the sacrum is. So it's that sort of flatter part of the very low spine that sits between the two halves of the pelvis. We're going to kind of think of that as a teeter-totter. So when you breathe in and the belly expands, you're going to take the lower end of the sacrum, the tail end of the sacrum, and tip it towards the floor so the top end of the sacrum comes off the floor as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, the top end of the sacrum moves towards the floor, the tail end tips up. So it can be quite small to start with. Really feeling that it's just the sacrum that's tipping like a little teeter-totter. And this sort of tip and tilt action, many of you have done with me, and we know that we can start to feel how the movement reverberates up the spine, into the head. Good, and you could even start to exaggerate it or make it a little bit bigger now. And if you do make it bigger, see if the quality can still be the same. See if the movement quality can still be easy, gentle. Maybe there's a little bit of a rebound that happens. The base of the throat continues to stay very soft. And then let that relax, keeping your feet hips distance. Take the arms out to the side again with the palms facing up. And you'll keep your feet at hips distance, and you'll just let your feet kind of roll to the inner and the outer edges as we do this. So again, feet stay hips distance. And just let your knees rock to the right. Pause there, and then let the head roll. Without picking the head up, just roll the head to the left. Good. As you exhale, bring the head and the knees together sort of simultaneously, so the nose and the knees point up together, and then rocking them in opposition to the second side. Good. You'll use your exhale to come back to center. You'll use your inhale to rock the knees to the right and the head to the left. And your exhale will bring your knees back to center. So when your knees have fallen, they can fall as far to the floor as comfortable. And you really take that inhale, really sort of take the time for that inhale and feel there's going to be a little arching in the back as you do that. So you let the inhale really fill the belly, fill the back ribs. And as you exhale, the navel sort of pulls down the spine, bringing the knees back to center. Using this also as a way to start to ease out some tension in the jaw, feeling how the head can roll and find some soft movement for the neck. Good, you guys. And then bringing your knees back to center, extend your right leg long, taking your left knee towards you. And you're going to cross that left knee over the body to the right, and you'll actually roll your whole body to the right. And let's use those pillows. Does anybody, or a second blanket, does anybody not have a pillow? So you can put the knee on that pillow. First for padding, but then also because we're going to bring your left arm with you. So bring your left arm sort of alongside your body. You're going to start to take that left knee and slide it to the right side of the room. So slide it along the floor so that your belly actually starts to turn to face down. And again, put the pillow under your knee to help. So really seeing what that feels like to slide the knee, turning the belly towards the floor. Okay, so you're going to keep your knee here. Take your left arm up towards the ceiling. Take a full breath in and just feel the ribs begin to twist to the right, but try to keep your knee in this position. So you're not going to be able to get the back of the left shoulder to the floor. Yeah, but don't let that knee slide back. So for some of you who are really, really far over, you might give just a little bit with the knee. But we're really using gravity here, letting the weight of the right shoulder drop. breathing into the middle part of the back. And notice if you could let your arm sort of fly behind your shoulder. Most of you guys know in my class, I don't love to have us drop our arm way behind our shoulder in these twists, because we're actually looking for more of the sensation in the torso, in the rib cage. But what's nice about this, we've moved the knees so far over that we have a lot of weight coming from the shoulder and the upper body. And we have gravity. So just taking that breath good into the middle back. Yeah. Good. So try not to move out of your twist, but everybody just take your left arm so that it's vertical, so it's moving straight up towards the ceiling, so that you can just be more clear about how much your spine is actually doing the twist rather than your arm. So keep your arm vertical, but continue to feel the twist. Maybe take two or three more breaths on this side. Softening the head, allowing the head to roll if that's helpful. Good. And then gently release the arm down. And just rolling yourself back onto your back. Taking a pause on your back with the legs long. We'll do a number of pauses throughout the weekend after we've either done a side or we've done a number of things. And that's just a time for you to sort of assess any changes, noticing how the body is resting, how the bones are settling, if there's an area of muscles that has released. Welcome to take a pause, a rest like this whenever you need to, even if I'm not cueing it. So bending your right knee, then cross the right knee over the body, roll all the way to your left side, bringing that pillow with you so that your right knee has both some cushion and a little slide. So you'll bring your right arm and just lie it alongside your body, and then just start to slide that knee out. And it'll open up the front of the hip a little bit. Your belly will start to turn towards the floor. Good. And then reaching the right arm up and beginning to twist away from that knee, trying not to move the knee. So we've really turned the pelvis to the left, and now we're asking the shoulders and the rib cage to turn to the right. Again, the weight of the arm is a lot, and if we let it really fall behind us, that can be quite a lot of opening for the front of the shoulder. So just feeling around for integration of that right arm into the right shoulder. And if that means that you lift your right arm more vertical, then do that. And then continue to feel for how the rib cage can twist to the right. Feeling how every time you exhale, there's that condensing action in the rib cage that, you know, we were looking at the skeleton and how much movement there is there. So feeling how the ribs can soften towards your center as you exhale. noticing how they can expand, maybe giving you a little bit more space to twist as you breathe in. Good, you guys. Then releasing your right arm down, slowly rolling onto your back. Take a moment to pause again, just with the legs long. Okay, so we're going to use that pillow for our head. We're just going to do a little shift towards the, you're going to shift towards your head. So the pillow will be on the floor. We're going to do a sort of side-to-side action of bending, and you want the pillow to be on the floor so it's sliding. So you might have to kind of scooch so that if the pillow were underneath you, your head would be on the wood floor. And then let the legs lengthen long. Great. Let's take the hands so they're back behind the head. So you'll interlace your fingers behind the head. Elbows are wide. So that pillow should be underneath you. And as we start this first movement, you kind of experiment with it. And if you need to shift around, do that. Keep the face facing the ceiling, but you're going to slide your torso to the right. So your right elbow moves towards your right waist. Your left elbow will move towards the back of the room. So you're taking a side bending action. Good. Try to keep your legs generally relaxed. So this movement is sort of up higher, and then come back to center. So we'll just take it to the right side a couple of times. And as you move the right elbow to the right waist, you're going to exhale. So you let the air out and you let that right side rib cage and right side waist really deflate. You like let all the air out on that right side, let it fold. And then as you inhale, you'll come back to center. So as I was doing this with the pillow, it was pretty easy to kind of slide, so you shouldn't feel like you need to pick your head up. And one thing we want to really be mindful of is tension in the neck. So that's where some like technique could come here. A little bit more advanced with this movement is to, as you're moving into the side bend action, can you really keep the throat soft, keep the jaw soft? So you're side bending on every single exhale, you're side bending to the right. On every inhale, you're coming back to center. Great, and then just shift to the second side. So exhaling, left elbow moves towards the left waist. And when I've been teaching this, I've been using this image of the bendy straw. So there's like those straws that up at the top, they have that little accordion kind of action where you can make the straw longer, but you can also bend it. So you want to think that that accordion part of the straw is up at the rib cage, and you're just moving it side to side here. Good. Now do go back and forth from one side to the other. No need to really pause in between, just sort of swing through. Keeping the neck soft. Good. The next time that your right elbow moves towards your right waist, pause there. And you may be able to kind of shift one more inch or so over to the right so that you're more feeling that stretch in the left side. and feel if you can actively reach through that left armpit up into the left elbow, keeping the hips heavy, keeping the legs heavy. Letting the head release into the hands, softening between the eyes. Feeling that sense of elasticity in the skin. You know, there's sort of a reason that we wear stretchy clothes. Just like the, as we're moving and the our clothes start to stretch, we want to feel there's that sense, that skin layer, those peripheral muscles. Good. And then shifting to the second side, taking a few breaths there. Maybe moving just a little bit farther than you were when you were just going through the motion. Feeling that active reach up through the right arm. Feeling how your head can rest here. Sort of like foreshadowing for different things that we'll do on our feet or in different relationships to gravity. So really using the floor right now. Slowly coming back to center. Let your arms release down alongside the body. And you're just going to roll to your side and you're going to flip over onto your belly. Your head can stay towards the back of the room. So just rolling onto your belly and bringing your hands underneath your forehead. And you can plant your hands onto that pillow again, because we're going to continue to do a little bit of sliding. So hands under forehead, forehead resting on hands. And just turn both sets of toes under. So the toes kind of grab the floor. And then press back through the heels. Really pressing back through the heels so much that your knees start to float off of the floor. And parts of your thighs are probably off the floor too. Your tail is reaching back towards the heels. Good. Can you extend back through your heels and feel that current through the legs? Like you're really trying to move the legs away from the pelvis. Good. And then let that release so tops of the feet come back to the floor. Taking this similar side bending action, so you're going to slide your right elbow towards your right waist. Good. Try to keep the left hip grounded. So notice as you did that, did your left hip sort of slide away from the floor? So those hip points at the front of the pelvis are still facing down. So it's just a lateral movement. Good. Take a big exhale and feel that right side condense and fold. And then inhale through center and go to the second side. As you move to the second side, really feel the exhale folding. The left side of the ribs. Try not to lift yourself up and move. See how smooth it can be. Good. Well, inhale through center and then exhaling to the right. Pausing there. Good. Now take the left arm and extend it alongside. So we're still over at the right. David, when you're done with that side, yes, slide to the right. No rush. The left arm's going to reach. So the left palm is on the floor. Left arm is sort of right alongside the ear. So you're continuing that line over to the right. So your left arm is straight. Your left arm is alongside the left ear. And your palm is going to be on the floor. Great. And then from there, see if you can just walk your fingers maybe another inch forward. If you need to do any moving of the head or the arm, so your hand can be right under the forehead. Your right elbow is quite far from your shoulder so that you don't have much shoulder tension on that right side. And you're creeping that right hand out of the rib cage so that you really feel the side ribs lifting out of the waist. And if you don't feel anything, then of course you side bend a little bit deeper. You maybe take a long exhale and you feel that right side folding. You extend a little more. Giving this some time, giving that fascia on the side of the body a little time. Good, and then bringing the left hand back underneath the forehead. Take a breath in as you come through center and exhale to the second side. And then side bending, really feeling the full exhale soften and condense the left side waist and ribs. Then start to reach the right arm alongside the ear, walking the fingertips out. Noticing how the hip points are still facing the floor, legs are relaxed. Almost at this point, you're sort of feeling like the legs are dead weight, and that as the arm extends out, you're sort of looking for that spot where the stretch sensation begins, where in the waist or maybe in the front of the hip you feel it a little bit. And can you connect that all the way to the tips of the right fingers? Can you keep the throat soft? Are you aware of any tension in the shoulders, maybe the left shoulder, that you can let go of? Good. And then bring that right hand back underneath the forehead. Swing to the right again. Extend the left arm long again. So you swung to the right, so you're in your side bend to the right. You extend your left arm. Now turn the left toes under, flexing back through the left heel, and connect the reach of the left arm with that reach of the left leg. See if you can really feel the sense of the left thigh bone pulling away from the left waist and that elasticity on the side of the body. Noticing what you can give into the floor and then what you can just continue to start to reach. Get that the most length. Nice, you guys. Start to bring that left hand back under the forehead. Inhaling, swing through center. Exhaling, swing to the left. And then the right arm begins to reach. Turn the right toes under, flexing the foot, reaching back through the heel. Inhaling, expanding, feeling the breath in the belly. Can you reach back through the right heel that it lifts the right knee and it pulls the right thigh back? And then gently releasing back to center. And once you come back to center, just sort of move as you need to so that you feel sort of equal right and left, keeping the hands under the forehead. Let's actually move the pillow out from underneath the hands now so that your hands and your elbows would be on the wood floor. Keeping the palms pressing down, just breathe in and float the head away from the hands. So it's sort of like you're coming into a little cobra, but you're going to just keep the hands in this position, pressing the palms down. It'll be small. Good. Exhale, releasing. And then releasing the hands from under the forehead so the forehead can come to the floor. And you're going to bring your fingertips out to the side so that your elbows are pointing up. So your elbows will be bent. Your elbows are pointing up and your fingertips are on the floor. But if it's possible to have fingertips rather than palms on the floor, do that. And lift the elbows. Yeah, you're trying to point the elbows at the ceiling. And then you're going to spin the fingertips so that they turn towards you. Ah, yeah, and it's going to be a little weird. So you spin the fingertips so they turn towards you. Yeah, towards your armpits. Does anybody need like a hand modification? Are the fingers okay? Okay, your forehead's going to stay on the floor. But see if you can really press the floor away with the fingertips and start to feel your shoulders lift. And some of you guys are already doing that. These like side actions in this movement is very sort of lizard-like. So the forehead's going to stay on the floor, so your head's dropping, but you're trying to lift your shoulders up. It's almost like, you know when you have to cough and there's sort of a sensation in your chest, you might be feeling like a little bit of different pressure in the upper back and in the chest. And then some of you may be able to keep lifting through the shoulders so much that it does start to peel the head away from the floor, but you're going to keep your head heavy, so your head's going to hang. So you're lifting up through the chest. The shoulder blades are hugging towards the spine. You're just trying to find that movement. And you might lift so much that your head comes off the floor, but your head is hanging. So Claire, let the head hang. Yeah. The only reason that your head's lifting off the floor is because your shoulders have lifted so much. It's not because you actually picked the head up. And really breathing into all of those small parts in the upper back. And then slowly lower down and release that. Take your hands under the forehead again. Lengthen out through the neck. Feel the upper back spread broad. Good. And then taking Sphinx pose. So if the wood floor is too much for your elbows, at this point, kind of feel free to move the blanket and come all the way back onto your mat. So the elbows will be under the shoulders. The forearms are working to be parallel. The palms are on the floor. Great. And just feeling the weight of the legs release into the floor. Let your head drop again. Let the head drop, and then let the upper part of the spine, the thoracic spine, let it sink down. So we'll call this sort of like droopy sphinx for a moment, so that your shoulder blades collapse in towards the spine. So you're really being held up by the verticality of your upper arm bones. So Claire, take the elbows forward, maybe an inch or two. Yep, and then just let this all drop. Yeah, and let your head drop for a moment. So the upper arm bones really stay vertical, and you can still kind of move the shoulders back towards your feet slightly. Soften at the throat. Feel what's going on in the lower back and the belly. Could you do like a little wiggle of the spine out of the pelvis? Like a little side to side with your ribs. Can you really feel a softening in your lower back? Good. And then from that movement and using the side-to-side movement, we did so much work on the floor, like a lizard of walking. Can you start to lift the head up, breathing in, really inflating the pose, feeling the heads of the shoulders move back, feeling the shoulder blades move down the back, allowing the head to float up, feeling like there's a little antenna at the back of the head and it's creeping up for a signal up at the ceiling. And using your hands, pulling the floor or your blanket, whatever the hands are on, pulling it towards your belly and feeling that sense that you have movement that you can feel in the lower back. You can move out of the lower back. You can always make this less of a back bend if you walk your elbows forward. If you want to make it more of a back bend, you're going to start to press the hands into the floor and start to lift the elbows up. Making sure the shoulders don't lift, so they're staying in that same relation to the ear. The shoulders are going down the back. If you've started to lift your elbows up, keep pulling the floor towards you. Keep feeling like you can slide your spine out of your pelvis. Like you were just gonna, like, leave your pants behind, sort of, like you slide forward. Great. Good, you guys. Exhale, slowly lower all the way down. Just take a moment on your belly. Breathing in, expanding the belly into the floor. And then plant the hands under the shoulders and press yourself up to your hands and your knees. Great. So we are going to, if you can, kind of come back into a squat. You're just going to move the blanket out of the way and then turn yourself around so you're facing the other side of the mat. And just coming to your hands and your knees. I think we all have two blocks. Let's put the blocks up towards the top of the mat. Okay, so coming to your hands and your knees, come back to the sacrum with your attention and remember that little teeter-totter action we did with the sacrum. Start to do that and let it move you into a few cat and cow spines. And since you know, you all know, like cat and cow, oh, I know what that is. But can you really bring your attention to what's going on in the sacrum and let the teeter-totter action of the sacrum initiate the movement. Good. And the next time that you are in a cat spine where the head is dropped and the tail is curled down, pause there, but continue to breathe. And as you exhale, you're really going to accentuate that lifting of the lower belly. And the doming that I talk about all the time, the lower belly doming up into the lower back. Can you really let the head drop? Like the full weight of the head is sinking. But you're pressing through the arms so that the shoulder blades spread wide. So it's great, everybody. Feeling the angle of the sacrum, how the tail end of the sacrum sort of tip towards the floor. And then with your next breath in, start to tip the sacrum in the other direction, moving into your cow spine, feeling the shoulder blades slide down into your back pockets. Great. Just pause in this more arch of the back. Feel the chest come forward. Bend your elbows just a bit. It's like a little micro bend. You're going to point that the bony part of the elbow, try to point it towards the back of the room. Good. Ground down through your thumb mound, the area where your thumb and your index finger meet. and keep that little micro bend, and some of us could bend even deeper so that I actually can see a little bend. Your triceps will start to engage. And like Amy says, like, why is this so much work? Everybody's feeling it, Amy. And then turn the toes under and try to keep that little bend of the elbows and start to slowly bring the hips back towards down dog. Seeing if that pointy part of the elbow can keep facing the back of the mat. Great. Then feeling the head is sort of in line with the upper arm bones, the ears and upper arms are sharing space. Great, pressing the floor away. Good, feeling the thigh bones rooting towards the back of the room. And absolutely keeping a bend in your knees, especially for this first down dog. Feeling how that allows for more length into the lower back. Now, as you're back here, just wag your tail a little side to side and see if it's reminiscent of that side bending action that we did on the floor. See if that little wag of the tail side to side can give you the sense that even in down dog, you're able to reach the spine out of the pelvis like we just did in our Sphinx pose. Good. And notice how the breath changes. So in and out through the nostrils. Since we all sort of know Ujjayi and we've practiced it before, as we start to get into the more active poses, that's when an Ujjayi breath can be really useful. Good, you guys. Let's breathe in and come forward into high plank, bringing the shoulders right over the wrists. See if you can still feel that little micro bend in the elbows. Can you feel the doming of the lower belly that you felt in your cat spine? Just a little bit here. Good. Length through the sides of the neck. It's great in the lower back here, but now I find a little bit more space here. So release this down. Yes, yes, yes. That's it. Good, you guys. Start to drop the knees and then reach back to child's pose. Let your head roll a little side to side. Let's inhale back up to hands and knees. Good, feeling the micro bend in the elbows. And then turning the toes under, reaching back into downward facing dog again. Take your chin away from your chest just a little bit. Yep. Good. Great. So we'll do a little bit more sort of down dog breaking down tomorrow with the block between the elbow exercise and things like that. But most of you have all done that. Can you sense that there's a little block, a yoga block between the elbows, and you're hugging in towards it? And by doing that with the elbows, the response in the upper back is that it gets broad. It starts to widen. The shoulder blades move away from the spine. Yes, great. The armpits are spinning towards the neck, the sides of the neck. Good. Inhale forward to high plank again. Keep the sternum reaching forward as you feel that little cat belly. Yeah, great, Karen. Good. Relax the jaw, and then release your knees down. Okay, taking your left foot out to the side and then turning the left toes out. So you want your left foot to be a little bit in front of your right knee, and you're going to place a block on its tallest height in front of that foot, always padding the knee if you need to. So with the left thigh, we want to make sure that that left thigh is externally rotating and the sitting bone's really dropping. So we don't want that left sitting bone to sort of lift up and then take everything else off. And I'm clearly exaggerating here. So we want to be able to take the spine vertical, wrap that left sitting bone down. Great. And then just take the arms out a little bit higher than your shoulders so that you can start to feel an expansive breath into the side ribs. And almost like lifting the arms is lifting the weight of the torso up off of the pelvis. Good. Then take the hands and see if you can find the ribs. So as much as you can, sort of shoulder flexibility dependent, walk your thumbs towards the back to try to feel those floating ribs. And then the other fingers are going to wrap around the ribs. You try to take hold of the ribs and feel like you could lift your ribs up. So as much as you can, get underneath them and then give them a little active lift. It would be a breath in to feel them expand into the hands. As you're lifting the ribs, the tail is heavy. Great. And then taking the arms out again. So the left hand's going to come to the back of the knee. The right arm reaches up. And just start a small side bend until you find the block. And you might be able to go further than where that block is. But for right now, we're just going to stay with the hand on the tall end of the block. We're trying not to move the hips like so. So you're trying to have that right thigh stay vertical. Good. Then bend the top elbow. Bring the thumb right to the collarbone. Remember where that was, if you can. And the fingers come towards the back. Good. Then you're lifting the elbow. This should be somewhat reminiscent. Good. Lifting the elbow and continuing your side bend. Good. Everybody, think of moving your pelvis to the right, moving it to the right side of the room, and then lifting the right side rib cage. Good. Slowly release out of that. Take your block down a notch. If now you're going, I really wish I would have padded my knee, grab a blanket or your pillow, taking your arms out again. Good. Exhaling the left hand to the block. Keeping the right arm long. Spinning the palm. Extending the arm alongside the ear. Good. Keep the hips moving to the right. Really try to soften your left sideways. So there's the bendy straw or the accordion that's folding and folding and folding as you open through the right side. If you can go down a notch on that block again, feel free to do that. With our side bends, the neck likes to really get involved. So remembering we're working on that softening at the base of the throat. Good. Bring this more here. And then lengthen the arm, push into my hand. Keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing, and feel how that's coming from here. Yes, good. Guys, now you're going to use your exhale to kind of push off the block a little bit, come back to center, releasing that right arm down. Good. Come back to your hands and your knees. And just do a little wag of the tail side to side on hands and knees. Good. Extending the right foot forward, turning the right toes out. Coming up to stand. So we drop the right sitting bone down. You're really starting to work on that external rotation of the right thigh. Also, noticing if your pelvis starts to turn and face the right. So we want the hip points to stay facing forward. And then inhaling the arms up and just feel that breath under the armpits. Try to lift yourself out of the standing thigh. Hands are going to come back and try to find the rib cage again. So it might be mostly the side of the ribs. If you can walk your thumbs farther back, do that. And just try to catapult them up. Give them a little boost up. Like there's a shelf for them. Good, then Charlene, drop the tail at the same time. Good. Great, extending the arms back out. If that block isn't there, put it in front of your right foot on that tall height. And then bringing the back of the right hand to the inner leg. And you can actually press against the leg a little bit, opening it. Sliding that right finger, the right hand to the block, lifting the left arm up. Good, and then the left thumb is going to try to find the collarbone. The fingers come back behind, trying to move the elbow back in space. Good. Good. Lifting up through the chest. Nice, you guys. And slowly release out of that. Coming to center, shifting the block so it's down a notch. Inhale the arms out. Exhale, the right hand's going to find the block. The left arm stays long, reaching it up alongside the ear. Start to really move your hips over to the left. So they're just moving to the left side of the room. And then the rib cage lifts out from that. And we continue to sense that sort of elasticity, like taffy. You know those big candy shops where there's a big table and there's like this huge thing of taffy? It's like feeling that sense of stretch on the left side. Yeah, that's nice, Amy. Great with the arm. Spin the belly to the left just a little bit, and at the same time, press into that right thigh. Spin the belly to the left and press that right thigh back. Good. Make sure you're breathing. The neck is able to be alive. Good. Then coming all the way back up to center. Coming back to your hands and your knees. Good. Let's reach back to downward facing dog. Right. Start to walk your hands back to your feet. Feel the heels ground down. Give your head a little shake now. And then taking a breath in, lengthen towards a long spine, walking your hands up the shins. Feeling the shoulders move away from the ears. And notice if the weight really moved back into your heels, especially if your hands are kind of up on the shins or the knees. We don't want to push the knees or the shins back. So I would even say use a little bend in your knees and see if you can feel the weight just as much in the balls of the feet as they are in the heels. It's going to make your hamstrings actually engage a little bit more. So the sitting bones are lifting. And you're feeling like you could do that little side kind of lizard action of the ribs out of the hips. So your spine is traveling forward out of the hips. Yes, great. This looks really nice, everyone. Try to feel this. Feel what this is so that you can come back to it in one breath. So as you exhale, you fold forward. You can keep that little bend of the knees. And as you breathe in, you lift up to that long spine, making sure the weight doesn't pour all the way into the heels. Good. Exhale, fold forward. Again, inhale, lengthen. Sternum reaching forward. Exhale, fold. Nice. Now, as we come all the way up to stand, same thing. There still is weight in the balls of the feet, both balls of the feet and the heels. Coming all the way up to stand, the arms can swing to the side. reaching the arms up, take the palms together, and exhale the hands down through center. Great. Let's take the arms up again. And just feel this reach. Remember when we were on the floor and the arms reached overhead? Just a different relationship with gravity. You've already been here with down dog. But can you feel that pull? Can you reach towards the ceiling so much that you feel that it does affect your rib cage? Let that happen right now. Let it feel like it's lifting the ribs out of the back. Good. Maybe that sort of brings you into a little bit more of a back bend. Maybe it takes you into dropping the head back slightly. Good. And you're feeling the tail heavy. Nice, you guys. And then exhale, release the arms down. Great. Walking up to the top of the mat. So you're going to take the block between the hands, taking the arms back up. Feet can be hips distance. And as you take that reach up through the side body, your tail is nice and weighted down. And then continuing with some side movements today. So moving up and over to the left, there's that kind of stretchy straw. Good. Pour weight into your right foot and even shift your hips over to the right just a little bit. And then press your left hand into the block. Good. And see if you can feel the right side get a little bit longer. Good. Come back up to center. Releasing the block down, just turn your head side to side. Like I was mentioning, with side bends, often comes neck tension. Good. Inhaling the block back up. Tail stays heavy, lifting up and over to the right. Good. And you're pressing down into your left foot. You're leaning the hips to the left a little bit. And then your right hand pushes up into the block, and your left hand tries to move the block farther. Nice. Inhaling back up through center. Exhale, release that block down. And then just taking your block so they're both on their tall height, right up at the top of the mat. Good. Standing in Tadasana with the palms forward. You should have quite a lot of awareness at this point, sort of into the side body. So as you breathe in, taking the arms out to the side, feeling like the kidneys are expanding like wings. Lift the gaze up to the thumbs. And exhale, fold forward, coming into Uttanasana. As you breathe in, lengthen the spine and bring the hands up to the block so the blocks can be right underneath the shoulders. Still try to feel like all of the weight is in the feet, though. So at any point, you could really take the hands off the blocks, and you're not really going to have to shift the weight. So you have weight in the balls and the heels. Good. Even let your knees soften a little bit so that you can feel that tipping of the sitting bones up. Good. Let's all come up to our fingertips so we have very little weight on the blocks. Good. And then, Amy, straighten your arms. Yeah, there. Without losing this reach of the spine forward, David, I'm going to have you bend your knees even more. Yeah, see if that. Yes, like that. Great. Feel how that lengthened that even more. So without moving the spine out of this reach, just start to take the weight into your right foot, and you'll bend your left knee a little bit so that your left foot hovers off the floor. So you're doing like a flat back on just one foot. Good. So the hips shouldn't have really wavered much. You're sort of hovering that left foot for a moment. Great. And then we're going to step that left foot back towards the back of the mat. You can walk your blocks back with you. And we're going to take the right hand and the block with the right hand to the inside of the foot. So you're in a nice long lunge with your back heel lifted. Bend deeply through the front knee, so you have a 90-degree bend with that knee. And then if you can drop your blocks down drop the blocks all the way down to that lowest notch, planting the hands there. And feeling the back heel really pull the thigh back, the left thigh back. Good. The chest is still moving forward, so you're about to take off for a sprint with the chest. Walk your left foot back a little bit, Amy. Like, just, yeah, exactly. And then see if your hips can drop down another inch. Wonderful. Good. Again, notice how much weight you have on the hands. And just start to take like 50% of that weight out, but don't change anything else. Yeah? So see if the rest of the body can still maintain its shape. Good. Then we're going to take the back heel down to the floor. So you're going to circle the back heel down so the left toes turn out, grounding through the little toe, and then come on up to stand. Bringing the hands to the hips. Taking a lengthen through the front knee, through the right leg, so you can relax that quad for a moment. And then bending again, taking the right knee towards the little toes. Spinning the pelvis open to the left. So really similar to what we were just doing on our knee, you want that right sitting bone to really continue to drop. So warrior two stance with the legs. Right. And then you'll take the right elbow to the right thigh and extend the arm overhead. So this side, we've worked so much on opening the side, you might not even feel like there's a side bend stretch, but you want to get that sense that you're still elastic on that left side, that you're pressing into the floor through the left foot. Your left thigh bone is actually trying to lift up a little bit, and then you spin the ribs to the left. Feel the chest open. Good. Really tracking that right knee towards the little toes. Push into my hand again. Nice. Feel that reach coming from the side body. Can you exhale? Slowly come up to center. Good. Extend through the right leg. Looking down. Find your blocks with your hands. Pick your back heel up. And we're going to drop the back knee down. Just untucking the toes. Letting the weight of the hips come forward. So yogi's choice here, you can stay in this position with the hands down, a little bit more of a passive stretch, or you can take the hands to the knee and then eventually take the arms up. Seeing what you're craving, if you're craving more of that active back bend this evening, or if you want just more of a passive stretch through the hip. If the hands are on the knees, the shoulders can stay relaxed. Great, you guys. Really nice focus. Let's take the hands back down to the blocks. Take the right hand and the block back over to the other side of the foot, extending your back leg. And let's actually take the blocks back up to their tall height. And as you exhale, push off the back foot, step forward, and see if you can come right into that flat back or long spine. Gently bent knees. There is some weight in the balls of feet. Good. Then moving by rolling the pelvis over the thigh bones, fold forward. You can take the hands off the blocks and just let the arms hang for a moment. Take a breath in and out, maybe noticing the difference between the legs. And inhaling the hands back up to the blocks. Lengthen through the spine. Good. Starting to take the weight into your right foot. So your left foot. Taking the weight into your left foot. You probably don't want to do the right side again. So your right foot's just going to hover. Great. You're continuing to extend the spine forward. Can you wiggle the ribs a little bit? Wiggle them out of your hips. Good. Keep the action of the spine traveling forward as you step the right foot back. So your left knee bends deeply, and with control, you take that right foot to the back of the mat. Good. Let's bring the blocks back and bring them to the inside of the foot. Turning the blocks down a few notches if you did on the first side. And really finding a lot of width between the feet. So you have that 90 degree bend in the front knee. Your hips are dropping, but your right thigh bone is trying to lift to the ceiling. Take your right foot back just a little bit more, Mary Beth. Yes, good, great. And then we try to feel an integration in this pose so that all the weight doesn't come into our arms. So that lifting of the right thigh up energetically is actually going to make you lighter. The lifting of the lower belly is going to take some weight out of the hands. And then you are going to just take a little weight out of your hands and see what has to engage. Press down through the front heel. Great. And then start to lower that back heel down. So the back heel lowers down. You can shift it a little bit so we have a front heel to back arch alignment. And then come on up to stand. And give your left quad a break. Lengthen the leg for a moment. And then as you bend the left knee again, really tracking it past the little toes, feeling that left sitting bone curl under. The hips are going to try to turn to the right. And then bringing that left elbow to the thigh. Inhale the right arm overhead. Anchoring the back foot into the earth, feeling like that is where this reach comes from. Good. Yes. Please, you guys, exhale, come back through center. Gazing back down to your blocks, bringing the hands to the blocks, you'll pick the back heel up. And then release the back knee to the earth, untuck the toes. So option to just hang out here with the hands and the blocks, or even sort of moving down a little bit, elbows could come to blocks. It's for a more passive hip opener. I do suggest that what you chose on the first side, you do here on the second side. So if you went more for the back bend, taking your time. Great. Feeling how that front foot, as it roots down, it'll engage the back of your left leg, your left hamstring, as support for that back bend. Great, Karen. Continue to feel how the sternum reaches forward. Yeah, right? Feel how that just gives you a little bit more space. Good, you guys. Let's slowly release the hands back to the blocks. Just set the blocks aside, plant the hands down, and this time we'll organize the legs to step back to down dog. And soften the jaw, feeling the breath in and out through the nose. The base of the throat relax. Really press the thigh bones back in space. can you feel your shoulder blades right now? Can you feel them? If I were to ask you to draw your shoulder blades towards the spine and sort of creep your shoulders into your neck, could you feel what that is? And then can you do the opposite, whereas shoulder blades are spreading wide and the upper arms are externally rotating? Good, great. Nice, you guys. Let's take a rest, bringing the knees down to child's pose. If the head doesn't rest on the floor in child's pose, you could put a blanket or a block there. For knowledge, add a little every day. For wisdom, erase a little every day. Just walk your hands up, and we're going to come to a seat. So I suggest everybody at least up on one blanket, and you guys probably know if you need a little bit more of a lift. So just coming to a comfortable cross-legged position. Take the arms into eagle arms. First, just kind of reach back and give yourself a hug. Let's take the left arm on top. We'll experiment and explore the spreading of the shoulder blades quite a lot, especially on Sunday. But right now, just sort of seeing if you can reach back and find the shoulder blades. So remember on the skeleton, it's that sort of flat part that when you look at it on the skeleton, it's the shoulder blades are really on the back. But as you're doing this, they're spreading wider and wider. So as you reach your hands, you might be able to feel that this edge is way out to the side. Okay, then from there, moving the arms into eagle arms, so backs of the hands or the palms can come together. Whatever amount you can. Great. And then we're going to just move the arms over to the right. And your ribs and your shoulders sort of turn to the right as well, but try to keep your hips in place. And then look to the left. So you're looking over your left shoulder. Good. Soften at the base of the throat again. Now turn your gaze towards your thumbs again. Release the crossing of the arms, but continue to twist to the right. So your left hand will find the knee, the right fingertips come behind you. And then just free open the right lung. Feel the right armpit slide back. And noticing your sacrum here, so the top part of the sacrum, can you tip it towards you, like towards your belly, just a little bit? And Nice. Close the eyes. Feel the roof of the mouth like a dome moving up towards the brain. Feel the forehead spreading wide. Remembering that softness of the ribs, the rib basket can condense and expand. Exhale, slowly release, coming back to center. Switch the crossing of your legs. And then we'll cross so the right arm's on top, and you'll first just kind of give yourself that hug again, feeling how much you can spread the shoulder blades wide. Can you feel the inner edge? Can you feel some edge of the shoulder blade? And when you give yourself that hug, is it necessary for the shoulders to come up here? Can we actually just go around the body? David says, nope. And then taking the arms into the eagle position. The backs of the hands, maybe the palms come together. And you're always welcome if this self-hug action is actually giving you more of that spread. It feels more appropriate for you. You can always just stay with that. Great. And then we'll start to turn a little bit to the left. So the elbows point to the left and your head goes over to the right. So you could sort of take the arm if you're not in the full eagle pose. Great. Again, feeling the very top of the sacrum and moving it towards your belly. Yes, good. Great, thanks. Yes, exactly, that wiggling action. Great, you guys, turn your head to the left, uncross the arms, and now take your twist to the left. So the right hand comes to the knee, the left fingertips come behind you. You might use the left hand into the floor a little bit so you can feel all of that length through the back of the spine. Great, let's close the eyes. Soften and spread the upper palate. Gently release. Okay, let's just take the soles of the feet together for a moment. And just taking the hands to the wrists, hands to the ankles, the wrists of the feet, the ankles. And if you can, pull a little bit, taking the elbows back. You won't be able to take the elbows back too much because your arms aren't quite as long as they could be. But as you move the elbows back, slide the upper arm bones back and see if that can give you a little lift in the chest. Great. Then come back to the sacrum and see if you can start to tip the sacrum so the tail end of the sacrum is moving back. Now it's going to bring you forward. Eventually you can round the spine, release the hands from the ankles, and let the head drop. inhale back up. Shift forward off of your blanket so that you're more in the middle of the mat. And then you're just going to lie down, back onto your back. And extend your legs all the way long. And just take a moment first to feel the back of the body and feel if there's a new aliveness somewhere, maybe in the side body or the ribs. And then we're going to take a little action of the feet, which is going to create sort of an up and down action. And when I say up and down, I mean vertical towards your head and then towards your feet. So in relation to your body, up and down, not in relation to the ceiling. So you're going to take your heels and you kind of press them into the floor and then pull your toes back towards you and then push the toes away from you. And you'll do that a couple of times. Your heels are moving down into the earth, so you want traction either on your mat or on the floor. And as you do it, as we start to get the hang of it, you'll feel that there's this sort of force that goes all the way up towards the head, sort of rocks you towards your head, and then it rocks you back towards your heels. So the heels kind of have to stay pressing into the floor. You can try it a little faster, and that might also help you kind of find a rhythm with it. Yeah, so seeing if you can really feel a push with the heels so that there's a force up into the body, through the spine, into the head. So there's this rocking. Relax the pelvis. Relax the pelvis. Yeah. Great. Nice, you guys. Yeah. Great. So we're starting to feel that action of moving vertical towards the head and then moving towards the heels. And just make it quick. Make it really quick. If the ankles are getting tired, what can you do so it's really kind of just shaking the bones a little bit? And then breathe in, and as you breathe out, let it relax. Just let the legs flop open. Feel a little of the reverberation. And we'll take it one more time, and right away, moving quickly. So pushing with the heels, trying to find that rock towards the head and then back towards your feet. Nice and quick. Feeling if you can move the force all the way towards your head. And then take like a sprint, like a 20-second sprint. Fast as you can. Yeah, great. Yeah, good, Teresa. That's getting better. Nice. Yeah, yeah. Great, great. And then let it all relax. Releasing the legs. Take a full breath in and out. Just feeling the weight of the body give itself to the floor. For knowledge, add a little every day. For wisdom, erase a little every day. So feeling what in the body you can give to the floor that unwinding. The loosening, the weave of the exterior body, peeling an onion. gratitude for the luxury to have this time. So it's both a luxury for us to be here, and also there's in some ways a necessity to practice slowing down, to practice changing your pace. Start to find some movement into the fingers and the toes. And as you start to move a little bit bigger, just feeling the edges of the body moving through space, feeling the edges of the body change shape. And let yourself eventually roll to one side. Using the hands, press yourself up to a comfortable seat. May you be free of inner and outer harm. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. And may you care for yourself joyfully. Take a breath in. Exhale. Namaste. Thank you.
Are you enjoying this podcast? I've chosen to offer these audio recordings freely for over 15 years. I do this because research shows yoga, yoga nidra, and Feldenkrais to be valuable practices, those which I would like to share widely. Dana, the Buddhist practice of generosity, has always been a pillar of my business. And more generally, Dana is the inclination to give without expecting any form of repayment. It does, however, take a fair amount of time, effort, and cost to maintain and keep the podcasts available. If you feel you've benefited from what you've learned from these classes, then please do consider making a contribution towards the maintenance and upkeep of the classes. It will help ensure that I can continue to offer the podcast classes freely and keep generating new material. Give what you can, give what feels good. If it's too little, it won't feel good. If it's too much, it won't feel good. Links to support the show monetarily can be found in the show notes. And other ways to give include sharing the podcast with others, leaving a 5-star rating and review, or just sending me an email with how the classes have affected you. Thanks so much.